And we're too summer. But it's exactly 10 minutes. Is it 10 minutes? Yeah, it's exactly 10 minutes past 9 o'clock. And welcome back to the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta. I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening wherever you're finding yourself. I'll be here with you today up until 1 a.m. Having a very, very interesting... You know, like, Mina, I love preparing my topics, ne? I love really, you know, like, digging for the deeper things so we can go deeper. You get what I'm saying? Things that we've been dealing with for the longest time ever, and we really, really do not know how we should go about them. Yeah, matter of fact, they just keep damaging us more and more. You know, so... I was now trying to, you know, like scroll now on TikTok because now I spent the whole day with, a friend. Now I'm on TikTok. I'm like, nigga, like, give me a topic. What must I talk about? Like, what are you going through right now? What's happening? I'm like, right now I just need a girlfriend. I'm like, nah, I'm done talking about relationship things. I'm done talking about love. I'm done talking about the breakup stories and whatnot. Because I mean, you know, like, I just told you guys yesterday that when it comes to relationships and all of that, everything that comes with it and how much you people feel like, you know, you're playing as girls and all of that, you know, I keep telling you, right, just give us the money and the land so you see how we're cruising nicely. But today we are going to talk about how society's stereotypes have damaged us and how society's stereotypes are also just preventing us from living the real life and being ourselves and exploring and doing what we genuinely want to do and all of that. Because also looking at this, I also love, when I come up with something like this, I love to start off by telling my story. You know, the type of society stereotypes that I grew up with, how my parents told me that certain things were not allowed or is not supposed or I'm not allowed. Like, yo, you know, growing up now in a society where back in the day, it was a thing of like, nah, if you go to UNAM, then you are now considered as, you know, ochafika ngenga kujuanga diwanjo kuliko UNAM, ochafika kutuangengwa graduate nina nguro kulinare mombelewa ningurina mochipangiro tarongo ngando kotora. You know, so those are the stereotypes that we grew up in. But right now, ngokuliko UNAM atanigwa education anokuli, you know, it's the same story. But now, if they tell you, kutahinduvo kuliko VTC, waka ningo carpentry ko VTC, you know, it's like, you know, what are you even talking about? Vele, now things have changed. Things have changed. People are going to UNAM to go back and be home for 5 years. While Mina, the one that now went or decided to go to VTC, and do just the carpentry course and all of that. Now, at least maybe even if I'm not like working for a certain company right now, I can be able to, you know, like still do something for myself and bring bread on my table, you know. While now the ones that growing up believing that going to UNAM is the only way forward or like you're considered is real isha kutoware shero mambo. I know shero mambo ako pera. But I mean, yeah, that's the type of society that we grew up in, and it's preventing us from living and being true to ourselves. You know, I was also watching, there's a video that I once watched on TikTok of a lady, how she was explaining of her childhood, you know, and how it have caused her so much trauma right now, because now she grew up as a good girl. You know, she grew up as a girl that was always trying to put her parents' feelings first, you know, because now she grew up labeled by the parents, you know, and all of that. And when you grow up with such words or being, you know, praised with such words, you try to make sure that you don't mess up. You try to make sure that you keep up with that. You try to make sure that now that becomes your brand, you know, as that. But then in actual fact, some things you're not doing them because you genuinely want to do them, but you're just doing them to keep the brand, not even the brand that you want, but the brand that the parents have created for you. And now she's 33, mind you, and she have never lived. And this is the only time that she's realizing, kucha, hey, I've been in prison, you know, of trying to, you know, like always put people first and forgetting about my feelings and forgetting that even if something is not right, but because I'm so scared to disappoint mama, because now I'm known as the person that grew up as a well-behaved, you know, like child. I never do wrong. Like I grew up as a perfect, man. To Bumunahu, not me. Eh? When something is wrong for me, I'm gonna speak up. I'm gonna talk. That's something about me. But I'm obviously gonna go right ahead and tell you about my story and the type of society stereotypes that I grew up in. And then I will need you guys to also call me. So then let's have a conversation, literally. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk about these things. How did you grow up? What are some of the stereotypes that you had to grow up with? How much have they damaged you, you know? And how are you living your life right now? And apart from now, you yourself, what other stereotypes do you think we are more focused or holding on to? Eh? I want to call them little liberties, you know, that we're holding on to a society and forgetting that they're damaging us, and we're just working towards those things. And we are looking at these things. Now, the one thing that really hurts me when it comes to stereotypes, we treat these things as if they're like, mango, wamona, as much as people are the believers now, you know? The ones that believe in God and the Bible and all of that, right? It's the way they look. They read the Bible. Or if you say something wrong, they'll be like, even when you go in scripture, whatever. Oh, this thing is even in the Bible. Like, they are so scared to commit to that because even the Bible says, or even God says, you get what I'm saying? Now, those are the believers. And the way now we treat these stereotypes that we have created, these things, mind you, are not even written in no Bible. But it's the way we treat them as if, you know, they are the only things that if we don't comply to them, then it's like we are not human enough. But mind you, these are things that are pressuring us. But at the very end of the day also, these are things that we've created ourselves. These are the rules. This is how we feel like. Eh? These are things that we made up on how we feel like people should live, on what we think that people should do and all of that. But especially when it comes to, you know, like nowadays, how people are just, you know, holding on to marriage. You know, that is right now treated or seen as an achievement in society. You know, guys, I know what I'm talking about. It's how a lot of, I would have conversations with people, ne? You know, like, especially guys. And when I tell them that, I don't think I wanna do that. I really don't think I wanna get married. I don't think it's my, I don't think I was born to get married in my life, you know? It's the way they look at me like I'm a crazy person. I'm not crazy. I know what I'm, I don't want. Cause for me, I chose to not comply to that because it's not a rule. It's a stereotype that people are treating as an achievement. And you must do it whether you like it or not for you to be seen as a woman or for you to be a woman enough. You must, not me. Eh? I'm in my friend's house today. I'm doing this. Oh my, guy, tevuruka. I took so much time to study myself and the type of person. I know myself from A to Z. You can't come here and tell me nothing about myself. I know myself internally and externally very well. And it's the way now I'm in at my friend's place today. I went to eat lunch. I'm at my friend's place, but then I had to cook myself. It's like, nah, dog, like, there is a kitchen, do your thing. You know, I'm not helping you. But then he's a guy, so obviously, I have to, you know, like, cook for the both of us, you know? And it's the way I'm in that kitchen, ne? Ondi no kukoshi yasha, andi mano kutereka, andi pushura me, andi, you know, for me, ne? Now, I even ended up telling him, I'm like, see, uchinga kujanga e itandi vuru ni mambine afanga yene ni kenyu kana. Cause they're just those days. I know myself. But what I'm trying to say when it comes to that is that we treat such things as achievements. You know, my mama can't stop reminding my brothers on how they just need to get married. You get what I'm saying? You know, they must get married. They must, I keep telling them, Andi ahona ngomuvite kucha thimbo hapa ife nenge pamwe na mara. You know, just do it with your own time. You know, do not get the pressure from the parents. And these are the things that we grew up with, you know, and it's also growing up with beliefs of you can't answer a parent back, or you can't say no, or you can't question certain things because now it's considered as disrespect, you know, and even if a parent insults you, you know, because I mean, that's the type of society that they grew up in where, you know, as much as I think they are just passing on the lessons that they grew up in, you know, as much as it was okay for their mamas, for our grandmothers and our grandfathers to say whatever they wanted or felt like saying to them, and they were okay with it. We are now the generation, you know, that have got names to these things. And we are now the generation that is really realizing that, hi man, you know, when you say something harsh to me like that, coming from you as my parent, coming from you as my mama, I don't get to sleep. Like, it messes up with my sanity. Now we are that generation. But right now when you talk about it, then you're being disrespectful because they're still trying to just, you know, like live in that world of complying. Even if mama says, you are stupid, you might just come on, like, but you can go right ahead and call me in studio. Let's have a conversation about society stereotypes, because these things need to come to an end, man. You know, we damaged, and it's a way we're not living for ourselves anymore, but we're living for other people, you know. And mind you, life is unpredictable. You can go to bed and never wake up the next morning. How did you then live your life? Yeah, are you now going to tell people that now, when you're going to meet your ancestors, no, I gave you all these 70 years. Like, what have you done? Are you going to be like, nah, but the mama now that you gave me, you know, I was always trying now to be respectful. And every time that, nah, these things really need to come to an end. But you can go right ahead and call me in studio. The number in studio is 083-336-6091. I'm repeating that. The number in studio is 083-336-6091. But in the midst of all that, giving you all the lessons, us having a conversation about very important things, I got you covered when it comes to great, great music. Nenoturipo SA, mate, it's a Sunday, so we're just trying to, you know, like really play songs that are getting along with the day, you know, trying to play some love songs, some heartbreak, breakup songs. Not that I'm broken, not that I'm going through a heartbreak. I'm so done with those things. And it's a way they're like, no, so you don't have a boyfriend? What are you, like, no money. Hello? I know, otachangwa penya no kuchomnu womno wapumbo kukara inanda. Yeah, but it's not a rule. I mean, come on, just leave me alone, let me live my life.
Touch my soul. Velen chawelu valo. Wangi tandang en nanto. Gelus kami upila. Gelus alinam. Utsande bang dale. Lubanzi lu julile. Nfisu kritin suzo pila nawe. I'm going to go to the hospital.
6 minutes past 9 o'clock, and this is the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening wherever you're finding yourself. I'll be here with you up until 1 a.m. Having a very, very beautiful, a very touching conversation tonight. We're talking about how society's stereotypes have damaged us and how it's also really preventing us from living. You know, I need you guys to also just come through so we can have a conversation. What are some of the stereotypes that you grew up hearing? You know, how have they prevented you from just living your life? Mina, starting from growing up, I've been a very vocal child growing up. I can't really remember my how old was I when I really realized, kucha, you know, this is, I think I'm vocal. I think I believe in saying no when something is not right or when I feel like something is not okay. I can remember, you know, like growing up, I loved pray. I loved going because it was, you know, my dad was very strict. I grew up with a very strict father. Eh, my brothers can testify, eh? To an extent where my father used to beat Okanona Komnu, eh? Havari, nobody had managed to join Gande Kuvara, Nondino Kuve, like he believed in beating like that, eh? I went to my mouth that would jammy bruise over her to them, Nde tumbiru wapombado wa chipereki, nde shitoze, pombado wa ngurume, tu mga mashitoze, boto tepwa nonga. Oto tepwa nonga. I'm like, really? And I can remember we were having a conversation with all my big brothers later when they grew up. Now they're like, yo, you know, Shashi, right now it's, and that's when you know they are healed now. You know, it's how they joke around with it. They're always joking about it. And they're always like, nah, but, you know, I don't know. My dad, why is he like that? But they really joke around with it. And I can remember my big brother once said, one day when they were talking about it, he's like, yo, man, why don't you go man? Mara, also on the other hand, you don't really say pamwe he hated us. You are just trying to discipline us. Shashote kudengu siku wone nande tokara toriri na topi. Good evening, Igalevem. Good evening. Hi, what's going on? You can call me in studio. The number in studio is 0833-66091. I'm repeating that. The number in studio is 0833-66091. Yota vengwa ko topi me bro, you know, and natango nguro neno to vengwa rero ha vengwa mnu wamuna ngenga foro chimati. Wamuna kuchochi mati ngenge tochi fona iha wamuna i timbia haidhe ngiri ya pochi pare Uchukujo haikara ya fangeno kondungu haikara ya kori itachikara chinene cha fangeno katoropora kuka kongubuka hachikara nga aloke shuriro huyo cha fanga chafo chimatimos koke shuriro huno hutokwa ta the handle you know akukara nga kwa faida kwa kora kuno imati ne ya tato chukari haikara inga ngetaka fono chimati ya dengo karuna havara ochu hachikara chiringa nde ihachi ihekweza mangina chipwapu. Ujuju hapu sigara chimacha for Zimbomos. Maingi na hipo hapo na hine kweth. He used to be that man. And now is how my brothers used to, you know, like joke around with him. They're like, yo, mawita ngeocha zahe tu, ocha zahe tu zenge ngeama. Maroto ara ucha pamokwa retu tonde mara. Natangote ku zenge me ibru. Manguru nene natangote ku pitire nga tapura tatu kushu. That how hiri penny. He's like preparing you for school and stuff like that. What was really going, like, there wasn't discipline, man. And honestly speaking, it's how you can see that it have caused them so much trauma, or it really have gotten to an extent where, because one of my bigger brothers, like, he's born 88, like, he's a big man now, you know, and it's how I think he had a disagreement with my dad, because my dad also had okuno chicha momnu. If he, like, says something to you, ne, you think about it for 2 years. It's not even a joke. And mind you, like, my brother is born 88. How old is he? And my brother, the way they have some wife, it's 30 or 45, you know? But it's the way he still speaks about it. I think they had a disagreement a year ago. And, it's the way he still spoke about it. He's like, yo, you know, itandi vimbashuari uranjewati. And he was a very small boy, you know, but that thing is still, like, fresh in his heart. He still knows, you know, that my dad once said to me when I was just 7 years old, you know, and it's how we look at these things as if they are nothing. Marathimbarimo chichangenga achizi konkurunu na kukuvara, achizi konkurunu ngwegu, ochichashono achiruru maman. You know, I also have things that my parents would say to me, especially my mom. Some hectic and very hateful things, you know, but reason I laugh about it right now or joke around or I'm so okay and so free to talk about such things is because I fully healed from those things, you know, but there are just those days where these things come back because you never forget, you know, they come back and you're like, but it's my mother. Like, why would you say something like that? You know, like, why would you say something like that? But also on the other hand, as much as I always try to find reasons as to why things are happening and all of that, I feel like low-key I really want to understand and reason with them where they are coming from when it comes to those things. So now back to the stereotypes that I grew up in, growing up. I loved playing and my dad was a very strict man. Meumbihamziwa, like, he was that guy, man, you know? Kuchakarike molaina, it's, either you follow his rules in the house or you get the heck out of his house. He was that man. You know, so I loved playing, you know. I don't have sisters, so I was the only girl in the house. And po mafudo ngangi ba ko mafudo ge umbo hapu kana ngu nona puchi nda mazopo da tema ona vuranga no ta tunga sa tuka da ngangi no fu firamu pandi damos I think I was a mama umbo. I cannot forget. I think I was just grade 6 if I'm not mistaken. At the time I really wasn't, I could tell that certain things were wrong, but because of how strict my father was, I didn't have the voice to talk about these things that I would always, you know, see, man, and I was not okay with them. I couldn't talk about them, but I could tell that I, man, imagine you don't think in Janganone, eh? Why are you beating me like that? Like, daddy, why aren't you just talking to me? I mean, I just went to play. Like, why aren't you allowing me to be just a child? And it's just a process. Obviously, I have to go play with other kids most. It's not like I've played the whole day or anything like that. I came back home. Like, I'm trying to, you know, comply and do everything. Because we were trying to understand where he's coming from, kucha. You know? At least do everything because there are now, you know, chores that you need to, you know, like do in the house. But nandike ne ukambadhare kucha paife andi hindanika kongi kuni kuyere andi turaba muyere romanga kuyere oposha andi kaza kudha no anja andi thika intere ko chithima and then clan utarula even if o uniform ohaere like everything and he's a very tidy man yo nandene ukombe mome nduda vishemo tunimo kucha epa mohechi ningire kucha kudha nitovuro kuhakosha shumu nironga meumu ironga mzo nandike uironge nde tohi kujaba fandika dana buye ngane uwirike shasho buyele na tanga shandika lokandi sikandi dikithi athi bike kumome kumbo unokuti pepsa man good evening igale fam
good evening ndivo
yes Clementine
mora na bori na kai pakanya na kana kuningana na nawo
inaka itaka popi
ao kamwe mike
oh manguro shongoro shoko atu streaminga mani mbori chiro ndakatameka ropo 11 na miambiro wakadziwa nayo akosa
ngandara kafanare wa
waka kofana okaepe kuitakarongwanu
anena
ni jadunde ngaroge po radio upikin but let me just ask you nena atu popi kombinga ho society stereotypes that we grew up in or that we are still living with and they are damaging us and really preventing us from living. Ini mangambia tatoteni mo society. Oseni peito teni seene, mahatu itritinge ni afangeme, mangona ndodhiri ipango mbera ilimo mbiberi. And they are really preventing us from living for ourselves and being true to ourselves also. So, okuputuka kohene. Because I'm just trying to have a conversation with you guys, telling you my stories, how I grew up. Okuputuka kohengwe, what are some of those stereotypes? But when I end up kuputuka kohemo society ke mutu lieni paif. Ini maini uwete kuchoya fangeno, atufoswa kuchoturo kate ininga, maro mori ni mike. Kai simboni mwe kainano kuchota itu benefit achike, itatu iningi shashu ochotuara, maro shashi, notati, onungenge wako nike vulumino kumbarina heta tukara unanga na ndunona uliwali. Ewi tomora nga, otoka fumbi kuye no chitenda, you know? Those things. So what are some of those things, Clementine? Talk to me.
Yeah.
Hey. Ochawu izana hii, aturo mbuno nike kuchaye oka, mwashito kwa nike vuro nino ngontatunga nge no.
Yeah, mwono kamila kwa nike shponga kwa hombo, akuru meri hombo.
Yoyamwe nena yu inayoka ngapari, ndoye alike toka nwe, shawa kwa nike vuro nino ngombari, maana wakuni kunonu hea alindeke nesu kwa akarele no, msama ne?
No, kwa loko kupi ya tapushin.
Ano kukwachikanu, ano memwachikanu, iya tapu uchindano, pamwe inandana, pamwe itandokanwa, ninge pamwe kinangomu.
Oh, nga, simbonjana, simbonjana, siya ningile hangola, ombila wajahatara kusambio, hohari nina,
oh.
Ya, iyo ya chenjamu. Ha,
ucha yoko ihapewa na ahu, oichwa ucha ahu ya pumba baive.
Yoko ngewa.
Yoko ike hapewa ahu kuchangwe tamba ahu wata. Baive yako tufu ya matiwe kore ya rapamo njoka na tuarangaru. Katu ya wete?
Eno.
Pini ya kwa idambata ya tuskurufa?
Oh,
da tufose rike njoka na tufose rike njoka. Genga achi ya po. Pini mae skora, shashante tujeno pe skora mono, opa wizana ipa ife pero ngore tumu, okuputuke ni kwe tweni, otokare nike hatu rombore ni kucha, nyenge shaya pompunda weni penanga jaku, chaya nga dingono kuliko yuna maa, aye ngono kwa haa, otahiko nastanua, ko kuliko nemta, okuli peni peni, ouvitike ngeno kucha wafo ngwe ngeno, lerochi mochi nene ngi, marowete nga kucha paife ngino nande, ondamona nanu kwa ita protesta mo, chaka chuna mbombu ya kanua kutuwa, ununambu wa graduate wa ningu education, nandi jaka unironga, and the, ya roo. They are just adding on the number. They have added like 15,000 and uno namba no kauna ironga maranata ngopeni kia kwenita apply heke yuna morwa akuruhu Kayuvi teko chimashi. Ongrunga kwa longwe kuchaya memenga ene. Ngashke paifano namba lina ndome 12 amone 11 ata apply. Ndiya mutu to mbaliko ngrunga kuchaya memenga ndara ndika ninge. Nda ndia ko VTC.
Pako ndisiri kuticha nunesla. Iki ni mayara mba.
Kuticha nunesa. Mara kayuvi teko kaa. Kuchu ticha nunesa. Nata wandi hike nda ndika lukande ndiku karele megumba. Ano kayuvi ta know what is going on right now. I was talking to the matriarch the other day on his show. Daughter T, ina tukara niwe, hatupiki nena anumbi na ye nda minima. Ochiri, paipa kuhunda kufoseri kwa yuna, ngongwe nye uvite kwa lewe, ngongwe nye uvite what is happening in society right now. Ochi mchapo maka pena wironga, ochi kumchokosa, njino ndeto kehininge mane pigire thimbo and stuff, mara natango, shansho alo kuhiningo kanonoka vuliki, paipa ngande ningine ingine memotati, memano kwa hile kwa yuna meskuri mwe. Memenanza po teno wike kena, mara this whole thing of now us having to now listen to everything the parents say, shatuka kala muna ingura, shashina tabo kurumu onshi toke ngarukina, ndichaka peni ironga wakala kovendu kia vresha, dono unu kuchuna kia umbo, mangani shasha shoskoro hapa.
Hawa wakano nema.
Hawa wakano parambo. Shashumbe, kuchike hai pula kuchasheke na graduita nina ngura, gandiri na mombelewa nengondi mwanginare. Kani uchakata ipurache ni wiki yari no ninga kwa shike topura kuchawe veranja pa nge benjota ni nika nandu ped piki na wike la vizi huta
naroma nandu ongo uke niku mame kuyumpe si vizi
hoye pa itafosa lenjo yu nama andi mlongwere na ande kelementine andi ya hiero can you please like call me back after a minute ni
okay
alright
Omutiha hupekirota wuna iimatina onjo. Chikao shafaa sana nana longe shafaa ya ishiwike moshi wana. Iye moya wo, ota imbongo tisamweni. Anage shafaa ya Namibia, ombitombwa na wa onjika. Seitha nina omayaguro nirandikomwa ye, yonge shafaa yoyo kupitiramo ike lefe Media House. Ngoe 23 nomeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omukashi pareki uimopo yomo programa letu. Moambo, dengera soma, konara heta timu. Datu, heari jamano tano, oliaj. Ike lefem, so hada.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who you know does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Even a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you of if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we have been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is
Shandy Pop Shandy D. Kuku Nenge Meme Unwet of us and Jayuna Mandan and Antiku Umbo. Name everybody Nadi Pitanity with the Ranger Pocoso and Upet Sawanje. Oh, and Darokutuk. No! You know, so also we must learn and cultivate the culture of. Otuno Marungura, I was listening to, who is this podcaster from SA? I love him so much. He's always spitting facts. And guests that he bring in are very smart ones. So he was talking to this other man, and this other man was like, we have got Google right now. We have got a phone, eh? You have got a phone, amara mutariko, or pirimaruma, mwatarika, nutadani, sako tiktoka, and all of that. But you have got Google there. You know, if now, as much as people don't like, aye, otoriwa, nenga, omihopapi, nima, hey, nenge, chike, chike. Me, bro, that thing of building in silence, ane, chike, uwetewa, fangeno, totungune, mboroto, teike, man. It's not always what you guys think it is. And this whole thing, normalize asking information from others. Maybe if you can't talk to people that you know, then ask from strangers. Normalize it. Go on social media. Go on Google. Ask. Information is literally with us. It's everywhere. But you guys now want to be very respectful kids. Harasimane kondono, rokukala topiki na arusha kurunu shitadi maithimochu kucha, ungurunu nguno, kuvite kore rangenga chiyapo chimashi. Kenashe chimutu kumbinga ho skora ka. Kenashe chikumbinga ho varsity ka. Kenashe chikumbinga he kosa ka. Hemo msewe, a full weekend yaro kuchawa anje tompangi nengolongi. But she really doesn't understand what's going on right now. You get what I'm saying? So let's normalize searching for information. Let's normalize making them understand. Ngandi kurombwerene, having before now, let me just quickly say something. Kuchanga ngeno ndara ndulire. Daya anje tu. Ngeno kona nandiri wankunda hui. Mutu pai fengino sha tu popinge no mutu opike ndira ndo poke ke me handira ndisa mundu digembo. Hm? Andive ngo ngeno sha sho chukucha. When you get in a situation, when you get in a place, you adapt until it gets to a point where you feel like, nah, it's okay. You get what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, ne, if I only listened to my parents and my brothers with whatever negativity that they came with towards my life, ngeno kondirike umbo huyako keke hui. Ngeno benedicta kamu mchingenwi hamu muvuka no maero mahaha ngeno paifo ongeri mgea ngeno age pere geripo keke mea shashipa ngeno pondini mea andini mge tomboza njepu meka happy me. But I was like, mina, nah man, let me be disrespectful for once in my life. Let me not follow them. Let me do my thing, you know. Shashinga, one thing about me, I do things that I genuinely wanna do. Ngange ngowada ndini ngo chimane, oshashi nduvite kuchondaro kuchininga. Ngange ngonda tokola kuchandike chininga ndike chininga. You know? So I grew up as a child, even if now the parents are, and it have saved me, dog. Like I can testify, it have saved me big time. It have saved me. You know? Choosing not to like listen. Ngachinga kuchi handi pwikine. Ngeno kandinami karo nengengini. Ethimbori mwondi chika kuchachi. Mashino mpopi kombi. Kamunike shimu chikombi nga hachoka. Ne onga kurumi anji. You know what you know. But I know what I know. Marangwa mufosu na mo situation na muno sobiso. It's me. And I don't wanna be a victim of that. So I choose to go with my ways. Genga mchiku sako necha fokwa henesimane kwen stuff like that. Then it's okay. Mina, I'm out. I'm doing what my heart desires. I'm doing what my heart wants. You tough. Growing up, telling them about how much I just want to be on radio and stuff. And you know, like with things like that, those things are not considered in society. Because I mean, it does not pay, you know. When are you going to drive, no? Some of us don't even want that. We just want a peace of mind. We just want to protect our sanity. Like me, now one thing that I love saying is that I don't want to die angry. This is a once-off thing, my dear. When you're gone, you're gone. You are no longer Nduva. When you're gone, people will even forget about you. You're gone. How did you then live your life? Eh? Are you going to now ngai itevuruka? I cannot be a nurse because I don't want to be there. I can't be a, I don't want that. You know? And for them, sometimes parents really force people into doing things like this, or society really forces people into doing like this, or doing these things just because, yeah, I know, but this job pays. Mm? And then when it pays now, eh, torando karwa tako and what not. As much as we all maybe want nice things and all of that, some of us really, really, we prefer, we'll choose our sanity over everything and anything. Imagine now if I listened, to parents saying that no, but nursing pays, but being a doctor pays, but being a teacher pays and all of that. Imagine now listening to all that. I cannot stand being, I could do a night shift or mono. I can't stand looking at sick people, ill people. I can't stand looking at somebody dying. I cannot. It was going to mess up with my sanity. But I can be here until 1 a.m. work night shift on radio just talking. That my sanity is protected. My peace of mind, everything is on. Maka kwandi vuro kukara nge nondi dithimbo ni nonda fika mandu ndiri mu corridor chipange roga molo salary molo rwata na fem. But sometimes we choose to listen to society, forgetting about our sanity and doing things for ourselves and living for ourselves. So back to how I grew up, ne? I grew up as a very playful child. I loved playing and all of that. I wasn't really vocal due to how my parents were or how strict my father was. My father was very strict to an extent. You can't answer. You know, but I could tell that certain things were wrong. Like, I could tell that, no, but why are you beating me? Eh? Undafika ndakosha kapena shini ninga me kumboneke ndakadha. Kandina manda kadha nako kure no so biso. Undaike ndiri me. You know, but the way kwa handi fully them men. Shasho handige, eh? Nda handige, and I don't want to talk to him anymore. They didn't know one, and even the next day, I don't want to talk to him. But there's so much that I want to say. Eh? There's so much that I want to talk to him about, but I can't. Because of how strict he was. You know, but I think a lot of things now had to build inside me there. And you know how traumatic these things are. They are. You know, and he would say, like, he really, he's harsh with his mouth. He says some very, very hateful things that will even make you up, give up in life. Eh? Your own parents telling you that you never amount to anything. You are just a very useless person. Better you just become a whore in your life. Things like that. You know, coming from your very own parents. These are things that like build up inside you there. And you grow up with these things. But I think, when you now clap back, when you say, because right now they can't say that to me right now, because at least now I've got a voice. At least now I can say, aye, shono oko nde shanya, itichi ningi sho. Nengre, aye, endubo online, aye, inuranje like, antiche like, you get what I'm saying? You know, they can't say those things to me anymore because now I'm vocal enough and I can be able to stand up for myself. But now when we do that, when I do that, more especially me now, that's what I do in our house. But you know, who they consider me as. They consider me, nduvu kuno stray, nduvi harongoro. I listen to these things and I just laugh. Cause I'm like, you guys don't understand. So I might just be okay with being called stupid while I know I'm not. Mina, do you even know who I am on radio? Like, do you know how they praise me on radio? Do you know when I meet people in cabs and then they hear my voice and then they'll be like, are you the girl that I hear on radio? I'll be like, oh yeah. Eh? And they'll be like, yo, you do your thing, man. Do you know who they call me on radio? And you're calling me stupid. And I must let it slide. Ah, not me. But now I'm considered as a very disrespectful child at home. Nduvo kuno stray. She does not listen. It's how my dad called me today. I haven't spoken to him in a while. Good evening, Igeleve.
What's in the name?
Shanditi. Akuru penga etenimbo. Atu fosero yuna ma atu fosero nest. Okay, epa koga ninga nawa. Atu foserwa nasta, atu foserwa inimike mzonoyo kuchae. Mara kukombinga himo wala nga huyuveko, shashindi cha undoko toronga haufutu. Pangoyonga atashi ngeru ata, arongoyonga atashi nguporo wao.
Etigwana.
Ashike ochimachimwe ne hadimbwa ngengo yalo mbulele ndokuti tuja meme nganda andika ndingo media shazvo ndarike ndironge ko TV nengo ndandironge ko radio eh yone akapene sundi jamonene unhu harongo ko radio dashingorwata. It's like it's a very useless course mara ne ohadimbo chimashi yakucha seyamwe ngashiturike radio tunemwe yodiripo masharange atupo pishitwa atukuvire oshashi tuvito mbiri shasha tuningi ini mambitore ngakagwandi vuro kukara menkara dipangero kagwandi vuro menkara dipangero usipa ushandi taranhu yeripo kusaka a Ashik iha consideringa, aun ya consideringa o seniti hanu ne hafonga runu lokomtima kucha unuomno haukale kwapo kuyoya alike shaike manja wamuya erora ro hauto hotigwana Yotata megeta romgera kugada kwa manya mito nkunda mo kucha manje ningo mwenda pepe banje ninge ngopendo sindo weyoka maga chikuchanga yekosa mundu daga shasharusho ndiwe tikanu tasanganya
no man
and they don't consider those things and it's the way we are falling for these traps by for no ho hiki ronga chiro ho pe chimario ndi kuniko mbiroko ono ndoko tora ndo no kwana ngike nai chiko chika
kuitalika za
o stressa
mpuno
ya ma efimbo efimbo ni mwachimu hatu chiningi kuchoyaro ku memenge ngo kwati ma memo kwati mosu andi ningi ke mosasho kwa ala amonike kwa feno mikaro ndicha efimbo ni mweno mikaro hachongaka ombo ike tuitule shashi mgula memengo no kepo ungueto wakala wakarele nkarazo chipange lozi ngaene manjo to handi uhandu uro kuchondino strika kuhunu yanji kuchaka nike yanji toyesh anu ondino strei ihandi pwikine ondazi nanu and stuff marini mige mbiyayo kuhisi coming up manje tu omunika nwe no vino njia hukura na ndo uli mwono tavro kuzina kuche tavro kukura kuche ni mango unu lai nganganga turandi lai geno
ya mkura rumeno hao
ite ombo itandu wandi lai nga yaka oh ano ya chika kuchwa nga yaka nganga tawandi mashawa ya mkura koha kuti ndubo kuno stray kecho stray tovro kula njini ototu kire njichika ni topo pike nangaye na wongo mkuru nukwenya so it's those things of trying to always listen hae memota titato ngengo hui ninga nwa unesimaneko haro esimaneko ndo titura mamanya mingwe mwene nina mkura shito kakara po mkwe ike
ote mwemeane ngaku
ote mwemeane ngaku maasha ashikanua memetati so those are some of the things that we need na akuru na yuve kuike noho kucha ii ni maka iliwe ngashu ya kara moma kuputuka kwao lakini moya chenja moma kuputuka kwao ngashu ne hakara tae tura na ndomaraka moma kuputuka kwa akuru nuetonduwe te kucho kukuno tate kuru mbae ya vara muto kwa ike hatu kwa nde tate ne kwa me toka lala nendangala tiro uko mwenye uvite na isha ashiku kwa kutukan kucha memeko kwa kutukan ngo kwa kurombela kuchango uchi la imbero chimi ke charume nuchi ni mwono kajina utu kuchako nweno maraka gatsa
mko mwani ta izi mima ni entu pesena
waya wani tuwe neko chache So our parents also, what I was saying is that our parents also grew up with their mothers and their fathers were that toxic where they felt like they can just say anything to their kids. Eh? Mara ngura me bruna ndo watu kwa kuti nguwa chiporo parike kuna mato ngura natango kuku memike shite kuithana mundu damo hine kuithana mawike rigarika nukamu ike nari ndena ndewarala netori rusi kwa ushi noko thana perugo mo Ronga puki ronga chikazo nangashi. Inu ya po hacho msa ulike pepe. Genge hacho hoto wadhengu. That's the type of society. That's how they grew up. And for them anua now, they are trying to just pass on the lessons. What lessons? Eh? When your sanity was not protected, your mental health was not taken care of. Now we are growing up with wounds on our hearts just because now they are passing on lessons. Yes, some lessons are very useless, my dear, and they are playing with our mental health. And me now, I'm somebody that will protect my peace at any cost. You can't play with my peace like that. So yeah, getting back to how I grew up, that's how I grew up, my dear. You know, always trying to be vocal. You can't. I was telling a story of how my dad called me today. He called me twice. I didn't pick up because I was busy. And then he called me again. And then when he called, he's like, hello. I'm like, hello. Mwala po na wame, apotate, anulipen. Like his tone. Ah, we man, nengo nda pukano. Anu lipeni. Shasho mundo, shasha adengera ndi mozindi niku sapu. Ndo tapura, okuchile ya kucha, nino sonda ha, ondino show usi, kondino gandiri kwa ndangwandicha. Ndo tapura, anu lipeni. There, his tone was very, for me, sounded very disrespectful, even if it's my father, guys. It sounded very disrespectful. Undatige, you know? Kucha, endura mta mepuro monota tende topura njike na. Yeah. Undatige, It's like, IT, only pen. Yeah. Undivi kondang. You know? Cause in my head, and I even laughed about it when he hanged up because he was very busy at the time. He was like, I'm gonna call you back, ne? And then he hanged up and then I laughed. I was laughing literally and I'm like, yo, huh? But why am I this person? Because I'm like, but that is who I am, huh? Why is my dad calling me and he feels like he can just ask me in whatever tone, whatever way he wants to ask me. If he wants to really hear where I am and he wants to have a conversation or communicate with me, he must talk to me just like he's talking to, you know, his grown-up daughter now. The vocal one, the just, you know? Mm? That is very respectful, my dear. But she also just needs that respect from you. Pulengenge no atate kucha ntuvu ulipenyano. Ikudenge ndito kufa. Anuli, daddy, I'm not 5 years old anymore, please. I'm not, you know, but it's those things that we all always grow up with and they really mess us up mentally and emotionally. And it's not okay. And what I'm saying is that these things really need to come to an end. You know, education wise, I think I spoke about it with Clementine that just called in right now, that we need to start looking for information where it is, not from people that have never been in situations like that. Because sometimes we now tend to, you know, like put ourselves in situations just because now the parents are saying, you know, there's somebody that I know. And ini mamzuna okukala muningi ni mamaro kufura, okufura kurunu, mwaro kutangwa, me bro, shitoka kara ulimomea, kudohemomea, ongwe, because those people are not coming to save you. I even spoke about it yesterday where I'm like, you know, right now, if you're working and having your money, ne, invest in yourself, invest. Leave those ones at home, they'll make a plan. I'm not saying be stingy, help where you can. Because one day when you lose that job, when you happen to not invest in yourself, if you get the real guab right now, if you get real guab now, things go wrong, anything can happen, my dear. Ngulike ni manzo salary kaputuka penacha we, whatever happened, huh? Shika tote toka tunake umbo hune kwa hotumino mayovike shomwezo ngwe waro kutambwa kuto. Patu kwa tungo no haka njane. Kaya ya kwa tutumino mayovika ngapi ngapi. He kwa ninga chike chiki. Ngula shitoka tunako shashi hapu ya odora. Puiki na kwi kutame umbo mungu kusina na mumu. Invest in yourselves, my dear. So pelo na mono. Opena omnu ndimchi. Hmm? Hota kusana na elona. Akufira nuyanja we lo na eshe mberaeli yata. She's just a teacher. Teachers, those teachers with diplomas, no kuli, they are not like getting as much aga. You know? Mara, because now we have a government pay slip, you are most allowed. You have qualified to get a loan from the government. Or from wherever, whatever hanganos that you guys are getting those loans from. Did you not get loans for the father, for the cousin, and the mother, mbeanengo auntie wali? Is she not the one responsible for paying those loans back now? Shiko mwedha wakuka sashama mwama inasu ni manu ya anu mzoni hamfigara wenach. Ihafigara po wenach. And she's going through it right now. But sometimes we do these things with intentions of just wanting to impress. Shashano, why must I take 3 loans for people knowing exactly which? Ngapuke nwanda tamekokuronga sobisu? this is like my salary. I just worked. It haven't even been a year. Eh? I know how long I have been borrowed with Ninga Nano Kukonga, Ugavinutha or Chipa Chanje and Guy. It have been a long way coming. Then we are in a problem, and then Gujani Muku Thire Lona. Then and the Terry Shashiwara could do. I ain't gonna knock on this man. I go happy again. Eh, so biso no elona dono amupura muka muka ningi maruam uchimasha amupura hatu amuka ninga pa ifonda wiri wapo ngai gandi wiri wapo ko komandangala tu oka andi futbi maruwa ya ino kuchuna kongono kuifute vurano keshe siku to himondudi toko thaka o steresik pa ife uli ino po assembly otonga buki chasho steresa you got caught up with that. It's not the respect, guys. That's not, and also parents, you people just need to start understanding that, you know, it's not what you think it is. This whole thing of shashi mutungeng on that thing, dingeng goya kunga to giant fuck with an alone, half 50,000, on that handi to this original me womb. Shami gengashi nenga induva, ojiji gena kucha, andi chaya konde shine, hifuto kure. I cannot. I have a lot of things to really cover. I cannot. Not right now. Maybe after 5 years. Right now, I'm really fully focusing on myself. Huh? And then you end up saying, "I ain't gonna kuno nyang. Ino tira okura unkukutu ino tira okura uno nyang. Akuru naga ke half estana no. Naga ke half estana kucha. Because they don't know these things. They don't know how it feels to." Okuga tona mi marua hangwe we ironger. Yakufogone kuta te wohejo chiro he irong ine irongi so chima okwe yapwik. But you are now the one busy paying back this loan. Do you know how hurtful it is? It won't hurt them. He shashema inasadiasha this gongwe totaro marugu wafigako ki marua haiku pendukita ke shongula toka rugeki umboko matango. It's not gonna sit well with you. They don't understand that pain. But now you are scared to say no. Because you are now scared to apparently be labeled as a bad child. Me now I just become a bad child, man. It's those things. It's also people taking loans, simply because now, Woo! And then I'm quite a woman. Tapa pita ti. Me bro nda ku solona. Ngai handi ko thaimo ndudaka. Bye bye ndi rongo ndona fiti rongo. Ne school ope o chiri chiri onda fiko mina pe. Nga no chikwa chikan. Hmm? Onda ku thelo na dishe dirindatu. Kwa jo waku thelo na dirindatu ane waku thelo na ngapi. Nga elo na dhona edhi kusawuzi farepen. Aye. Onda edhi kusasha ashi. Kwa jo edhi kusa ninge ngini. Kwa edhi kusa. Arande uhauto hobaki arande kamwete katura mopate ha aningi chewengini, you know, and I'm like shachukurandisa hauto adishe mbali nolo na pochi kandongano. What are you trying to achieve? Aye okwali kandi nini mikem ya okwati nana mbiti tatuanu nini mikem biyao mahanga no hakuika kutu aye study polish ako kanona and things like that and things like that and then water signa and what not. But if things are just, when the salary comes, it's like it didn't even come in. Hmm? Ngae, oh, chimanejo kuningisa ukufe ini maisha obaki no kahauto kachunoko mpate ochita ochikwa chike. Hai onde inga andi tingeno ne anushita katara ngeno ndi napongo wakabaki kanji shashimos. I grew up with, you know, being mistreated or people just, you know, like they used to undermine me and all of that. But now, because now I'm working for the government and inga andi ya sandis ngababa ngano ya sandis anungo wii sandis anwe mwene. Woo, omitwe deni ngene, sorry. Eh, ngano ete newe tu sandis ane. Jojo hakutiwe zimbali mwati kwa fato tungu in silence, ne moroto tunguru la man. You know? And it's those things of doing things for people and not for yourself. Ajiti heuri ba fato kuthea ii ni make elona, it's wanting to live. That's literally fake life. I can compare it to that. Is you now wanting to apparently impress us because people are saying, heba na man. Don't be that person. So, honestly speaking, it's such a very, it's an important thing to always do things for ourselves. Eh? ngengo wala nga uvite kuchonu kwa macho wala uturo ka hauto kohe mopate ongeshefa ongeshefa you know wala uturo hauto kohe mopate me bro longitho logic man o problem I was talking to this other meme that trades ne the other day there's a trading thing that is going on right now. So she was trying to explain to me, and she apparently needs a translator. Now she was trying to explain to me, apparently I must translate for her, because majority of the people on her group that she's trying to teach about this trading thing are teachers. But the teachers don't understand. She's like, oh, yeah, teachers are not using logic, man, but they just know what they memorized at school. No offense, though. No offense. I'm just saying, like, oh, you know, those ones are not. Also, let's use logic, guys. Let's apply logic in everything that we do. Mawanyangwa topur. Nduba is just 2 missed calls away also. I always give you guys my number. You can go right ahead and call me. Huh? So you just seek for advice. Go on Google. Eh? Go to strangers. Seek for advice. Pai fonu chimariwa hachiamba nangu ya shuho mono to kuthira nuelo ono chita dhoba kino korola mopate. Ndosha ashi toro mgeranu. That was too lame for you to say, aye, people have been undermining me. Regardless of people undermining you, eh? You don't need to prove anything to them. Prove it to yourself. You don't need to prove a point by buying cars, aga. Pai fitokotha mondud. Hello? Pai fofa neweta poche? It's such an important thing to always do things for ourselves. Eh? Toku thakonga noka hautoko e hono. Toku tholona. Toka tura mopate. Totara kuchake ndengini. Holongi thango ologika. Ngengo to ningiki matatu chua utu imprese. So biso bae veshi hoko thamo nduda. Nenge so biso ngengo. Osala reo hahia pae fowa stresa shashi. Hea poka hipocha fatha niki mariwa. Yo haina nma kwike mbiho longere nudhigu. Se katupo. Katupo chidi hae. O afike on maharo kuninga ohango hehe million. Hmm? Shashike wala kuti waya kohango handuvo kotwali ndea kwetu huya. Ngwina za kwali ashapu inara. Kesho nju shokwala hitondoka nenda ngali laonengo hakutu wangini. Kapeno maza kuinari okuno okuno kujokulia. Otenda mbero homa wapo milongo hetatu. So biso mbolyo wakuthe elona. Eh? Uyo utubu muneko hango. Sengura shitofu tu elona. Tofu bidi maya anu. Seka tupu. Paife nge nore tame konoro family hohe. Hmm? Mupleni ni mana baby hohe. Paife openi jewe stresa do kufuti ni maya elona. Nde, nde, nde. Masiku hamare. Opomuya momo njoka na nde. O stresa na. Shashumu no kufuti ni maya anu mbi. Ini mahacho hairongo nganu? Senguro otpari gikuli eta atupopi nga atupopi. Ya kwa tu hamningire nini me hapu. Ochimamuchi ningike ndamuchi ningirike hapu dho kuchaye kwa hango hono kotwari. Ndo hango haliwa. O hapu ike njia hokutuwae kwa hango amatia so kotwari ndo haliwa. O hiko hapu waro kuva njono ndo hahike kulitholo na 150,000. No, guys, let's not, like, ochikika mwihore, man. But it's exactly 12 minutes past 10 o'clock, and this is the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta. I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening, wherever you're finding yourself. We're having a very beautiful conversation, having to just, you know, like, stop with the society stereotypes that we've created ourselves. And they are really damaging us dismally and putting us in situations we're not supposed to be in. Doing things for people and not ourselves, not loving ourselves enough to make sure that whatever I do is what I genuinely want. Don't be that person. You don't need to be that person. Because one thing that you really need to keep in mind, even if you really want to, no, but people have been saying this, I just want to show them. People don't care. Sometimes you must show them, with now real things. You must not show them, and stuff like that. That's not showing. That's literally you trapping yourself. Don't be that person. Please do love yourself. In the midst of all this, I got you covered when it comes to great music. But let's have a conversation. Tell me, how did you grow up? What are some of the stereotypes that you're currently dealing with? And what are some of the stereotypes that you think society is faced and being pressured with? The number in studio is 0833366091. The number in studio is 0833366091. But in the midst of all that, I got you covered when it comes to great, great music. Please don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after this.
Sick. known. Sang in a timbula. Oh, I should have known. Hey. I'm when I can see you showing up fun. Sometimes get full of love. When I wear some of y'all, sick and cold.
Oh yeah. na isa bo sugar when spice bazo kubutisi to fall. Hey, let it cooler na ma ice ngazo buzana ne price ngazo nkaza telisi church. Baba skruva na bo ice chavo tulunga mpice komblinga bulima bito. Hey, the two taps in umlindo, Saint George, sure. Got to hide bro, woes it was all of my skill, me nang tight up now. One take me nyele no taps on my side, I fall. Nga pumlinu sa paz on my side, I fall. Sure. As you say, you're in the Zizol, Fanda, Kamban, Siopelele, Kandol, Bessie Casey, Altol, Bessie, yes, that's brother. See if you pay, do you change your fiber?
I'm not afraid to
It's exactly 31 minutes. No question is going on here. Yeah, it's exactly 31 minutes past 10 o'clock, and this is the Thought and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening wherever you're finding yourself. I'll be here with you up until 1 a.m. We're having a very, very interesting topic tonight about stereotypes, how much they are damaging us, and what we can really just do. You know, like there's something that we can do. You know, about these things, because for me, whenever there's a problem and at least there are causes, I feel like we're on the safer side, because what we then need to do right now is just deal with the causes. You know, from now, the parents is understanding that things are no longer the way they used to. You know, like mental health really, really matters. Our sanity also needs to be taken care of. So as having to, you know, like now tell them, you know, but mama, you can't say that to me, or you can't call me stupid, or you can't call me, you know, because that would then affect my sanity and all of that. I think it's high time that they really, really get to a point where they just need to, you know, like reason with us when it comes to such things, you know, and, it's also, you know, like going to stop a lot of things, because we have got a lot of kids right now that don't get along with their parents anymore. A lot of kids, a lot of young ones are not even talking to their parents, you know, because now she ran away from home because the parents are just toxic, you know, and them being toxic is them just being on her case every now and then, and all of that. And because mentally and emotionally, and we put our sanity first right now in our generation, it messes with us, and then it also now disrupts the relationship that we have with our parents. Then at the very end of the day, I don't get along with my parents anymore. Now, you know, we just in society of kids that are not, you know, like, getting along with their parents, and it wasn't supposed to be like that. You go on social media, you go on TikTok, you know, every other young girl is crying about how toxic their mother is, or how toxic their parents are. There's even this other video that was, you know, like listening to the other day. I was watching actually on TikTok, and it's how this guy captioned, you know, and it was really, really emotional for me, because even the sound that he used, you know, that parents are toxic, but we are not ready to have this type of conversation. You know, we're really not ready. And I can remember I once co-hosted Salimi Gerard on NBC, and we low-key spoke about something like that. And it's a way, you know, like of air, she would always say that people are going to come for us because our parents are not ready to hear conversations like that. And there's nothing wrong, you know, with really, really just also, because I think what really needs to get at the back of their minds right now, as much as they feel like that's what shaped them, that's what made them, that's how they are, it's the reason, excuse me, they are disciplined right now and all of that. I think it really needs to get to a point where they need to ask themselves right now, you know, was it okay for them? How did it make them feel? Like, they really need to have an honest conversation with themselves. That how did it feel when I always had my mom insulting me every day? Or when I had my father saying all these harsh things to me? Or how did it feel? Like, the way it felt for them, but they now grew up in the society where they couldn't be vocal about it. You know, we just wanna take the feelings, you know? The emotions, how did it make them feel, you know? And as much as, or if the answer is now, it made them feel so bad, or it was depressing and all of that, the fact that they didn't have words to these things, but they felt how they felt, and the fact remains that they felt bad. Obviously, there's no ways that you're going to be insulted by your parents, or there's no ways that your parents are going to say all these harsh words to you, and you just be okay with it. Obviously, they felt bad about these things. You know, I think what needs to get in the back of their minds right now is the fact that they felt bad, or the fact that it was bad like that, or it was hectic like that, or they had to go through depression because of those things. Did they like it? Of course the answer is no. Then why do they feel like it's okay for them to do it right now? You know, I think that's the only way to be able to get to a point where they really will understand where we are coming from. Because right now, when you speak about it, utara kupangela, no? Umariko kupangela, no such get taputuka nganu yongashi, my father, kwetu. So taputuka ikatu demba, tulombo, waji, hello, man. But was it okay now? And stuff. How did it make you guys feel? You know, because right now, if you just start saying that, no matter, tito duluku, eh, watere dike uitamuka managa, shasho wategele dike kutu wa mwaku pangela na mwaku rundukila and all of that. But I think now, if we take it to an emotional perspective, or emotional point of view, then I think then we'll just be on the safer side, or then they can be able to, you know, like really start getting where we are coming from. So it is such an important thing, you know, because when it's not taken care of, you can't do anything productive. Like, I can't lie to you. For me, more especially for me, that's why I always try by all means to make sure that I protect my peace at any cost. I love being at peace. I love peace so much. You know, I would do anything for my peace or for my sanity. You get what I'm saying? Because when I'm at peace, when my sanity is taken care of and stuff, only then I can be productive. You know, but because now that's, they had to be strong, even when they didn't have to, you know, they had to be strong, even if they were hurting and all of that, it was not okay. You know, that's why it made them bitter. You know, we just have bitter parents that are just in, she's stressed, she's going through things. You get what I'm saying? And it wasn't supposed to be like that. And also probably maybe their parents, because I mean their parents now, you know, also grew up in the same society. It just, it was just messed up mentally and emotionally, and the sanity, their sanity was really just not a thing back in the day. It wasn't really regarded as that. But things have changed. Our dear parents, we love you guys so, so much. But I mean, to also stop the toxicity that is going on. And I do understand that you don't like it, you know, that now your kids are running away from you. They are running away from home because now you consider as a toxic mother. But also because you don't want to accept that, because now it comes with it. It comes with a mindset, you know? If you now are stuck as parents, if you guys are now stuck on the whole narrative of now, it's never gonna amount to anything, you know? We'll just have now broken families, and it wasn't supposed to be like, as we wanna get along with our parents, we want to be okay, we want to have to great, we really, really genuinely want to have great relationships with our mothers and fathers. But then it's not going to be that if our mindsets are still stuck and locked on what they are locked on. And we really just don't want to open our eyes and be like, and realize, and also listen most importantly. If we don't want to do that, then because our kids also that we're gonna give birth to are going to grow up in a society like this. And it wasn't supposed to be like that, because for me, I feel like for as long as something comes with bad consequences, then something should be done. You know what I'm saying? It's not okay that now families are breaking down just due to this. Do these things. But I mean, yeah, we're going to now then proceed with the society stereotypes. I'm going to give you some that I have prepared for you guys here tonight, and we then have to see what can we do about those things. What are they? We are going to pinpoint out the society stereotypes that we are growing up in, that we grew up in, and what can we still do about those things. You know, stereotypes can have a lasting impact on society, often shaping how individuals perceive one another. You know, many of these outdated beliefs should have faded away with time, yet they persist, causing harm in everyday interactions and influencing cultural views as well. Recognizing and addressing stereotypes that just remain prevalent, and today is crucial for fostering understanding and connection among diverse groups. It's really, you know, like messing with people's mindsets. And it's messing with people's, you know, people are being pressured, you know. Now we have to look forward to doing things that we really don't want to do, but because now society is saying this. You know, you go on social media, more especially, yo, there's something trending about, you know, like kids, you know, and it's how females have different opinions about having kids. It's how they are going on about, nah, but don't have kids because you suffer. Don't have kids if you don't have a job. Don't have kids if you don't have a medical aid. Don't have kids when you don't have a car and a house and all of that because your kids are going to suffer and all of that. But my chat, especially when it comes to such things, I'm like, as much as you guys made it a conversation about do not have kids while you don't have medical aid or why you don't have jobs and all of that, of course we want those things. Of course we're obviously even already supposed to have those things, you know. But where is the main problem? It's the way you guys are now, you know, like making it as a female thing now, that why must you have kids now? Like, I'm 34 years old. If I'm a lady that is now like 34 years old and I want to have kids, you know, if I want to now then have kids, but now the pressure that I'm getting on social media, apparently, you know, as a girl, if you don't have a job, if you don't have a medical aid, if you don't have a car, you don't have a house, do not have kids. What was I then supposed to do with myself or my dream of having kids? So now am I just because I don't have these things? But do you know where I'm like, but do you know where the problem is though? You know, the problem is not within us females that we're not supposed to be having kids. If only the system could do things in our favors to make sure that we've got jobs and what, you know, by now saying, you know, we've got all those things that you feel like are necessities in having, those are the necessities that you have to consider before you have kids. We're obviously going to, you know, like, have our jobs, live the lavish life and all of that. But where is the problem? Now you guys made it a female thing. Oh yeah, people must have kids if they want to, my dear. You know, people must have kids if they want to. If you don't want to have kids, it's okay. You know, but this whole thing, as much as you're making it as a female thing, you're making it a female thing. Akuchai, people must not have kids because. Ototi nenge no, eh? Otaru no na tuka itawende mi tukutuku yo hina nenge, ulimoma umbo wa manguru ka nenge, you know, yena hina nenge, sheha hikiro nga kesiku. That's the problem. Because now people have been failed by the system and all of that. Now it's a whole thing. It's a whole topic. People must not have kids. Man. If people want to have kids, they must just, now there are people that are freezing their eggs because now, yeah, societies. Amutu tirithana iman. Amutu tirithana iman. Unono the wiga no humutu betameko. Unono uko konda uka. Uka ninga chasinazo. They never had jobs, they were just real hustlers. But living in the system that we're in right now, as much as it have failed a lot of young people, now we are having conversations of like, nah, but do not have kids when you don't have a medical aid and whatnot. Eh? Why can't you at least like say, invest in yourselves, like try to hustle, do what you can do, you know, to make sure that you can be able, even one day when you have your kids, you and your kids can be able to survive. It's about survival, literally. But even at two seeking an etukafumbi, we can intend a shashatu rombuloku shakatu ne medical aid, ni tukutuku, ne ni ronga and stuff. And we know exactly where the problem is coming from. It's not like we don't have these things because we want to not have them. You check what I'm saying. Like, you get me. People must just, you know, start, change that whole conversation. Change the whole narrative of like, people must not have kids they're going to serve. And say, people must hustle as much as they can to make sure that at the very end of the day when they have their kids, her and her kids can still survive. We want the lavish life. Eh, we really want to live that lavish life with our kids. But where did the problem come from? Now we must not have kids just because heaven, if you don't want to, do not. And if you want to have your kids, go right ahead and do that. But just make sure that you hustle and hustle and hustle so that you and your kids can be able to survive at the very end of the day. But despite, what is happening in society, stereotypes continue to affect perceptions and behaviors and often lead to unfair treatment and discrimination. You know, they can undermine personal identities and reinforce all of that that individuals may not even realize they hold. You know, so by challenging these deeply rooted ideas, people can work towards more inclusive environment that values individuality over generalization. And it was not supposed to be like that. You know, genge in society right now, when you don't work, when you don't have a payslip, epe hangongwe hoka hongi hakautum, Oni haku tuwin deni go chiwunda. Eh? Shashongwe mozi metamo dora meumbo and all of that. Shashi at least in metamo ka kreita kuna nate meumbo and what dot. Ma ngenge sopi sope ni ya shayiko shone go shika kwa anmaesh. Ka enene kuchopena rich ancha achoma panyara nengengini ga. Let's just do this. But this whole stereotype that we have now that nah, if you are less fortunate, if you don't have a pay slip, if you don't work, in deni moko ngi hakautu, umanga ne rich ante rike mo iPhone riko TikTok tulika dengiko forehead me yo peni hakauta yongwa so biso. Let's just do all of that. But now, is this stereotypes that we're growing up in, or is this just society stereotypes among us where we feel like if you have got all this, eh, then you are not supposed to be doing certain things? Now we're being judged according to that. But it's not like we don't want to have pay slips like any other person, because I mean, who doesn't want that, you know? So this blog post, will also just, I'm going to, you know, like give you 11 stereotypes that should have remained in the past, revealing how they still hurt people today. Delving into these stereotypes not only highlights, but their negative effects also encourage readers to reflect on their own beliefs and interactions. So understanding the power of stereotypes is an important step in promoting a more equitable world. You know, we need to know some positive stereotypes, huh? You know, at least by the age of 30, you must be married, yeah? By the age of 30, at least you should be married. You should be married if you want to. If you don't want to, it's okay. Can we not like just do it like that? Eh? It must not be a must. It must be, if you want to think. It mustn't be a must. You know, those stereotypes also, have effects on various aspects of society, and the influence of economic opportunities, and play also a role in politic dynamics, especially during elections, and understanding the impact is vital for creating a fair society. So economic and employment challenges, when it comes to these stereotypes, can really limit job opportunities for certain groups. For example, women might be viewed as less capable in leadership roles. Like, we can't have a female president, my dear. Eh? Because, you know? Why? Because now, stereotypes-wise, it's considered in society that a woman cannot lead. Like, who told you that they cannot? But I mean, things have changed now. We've been ruled by a whole, like, the future is female now, literally. Eh? Because you think otherwise about women. You know, so, these bias can also really just prevent them from getting the promotions or being hired for higher level positions. Who would have ever thought, you know, that maybe we needed Mene Tumbo to become president for us to get now free tertiary education? Maybe, just maybe, we needed her, you know? Because now, due to the stereotypes that we grow up in, you know, because now a woman is not allowed to do certain things. A woman cannot become president of a country, eh? Now we just shrink, eh, and stay with our ideas and all of that. But sometimes this is, you know, it's females literally that we need to lead, eh? To come up with different opinions, like how it's happening right now. So many minorities also just face discrimination, based on ethnic stereotypes. These assumptions can really also just lead to fewer job offers and lower wages. Studies also just show that when applicants with similar qualifications and different ethnic backgrounds are the one belonging to a stereotype disadvantaged group is often overlooked. And this also just creates an uneven playing field where talent is ignored. Employers should also just recognize the value of diverse backgrounds. And breaking down these stereotypes can also just lead to a more inclusive and effective workplace. And also one thing that I want to say when it comes to the economic and employment challenges, we've got people that are talented, man. People that can like do certain things, eh? People that are born now to, people that are great speakers. People that can talk. People that are vocal. But because now, that's her talent. Her third up of physical science, I'm a grade 9. No mefe, himo, no FM. She didn't proceed anymore to make sure that she goes up until there to make sure that she studies media so that the next thing she can also be on radio. You know? So now that's where her dream and everything ended. Now when they look at this person, because there was a talent, there was a calling, that's what she was going to do. But because now she have been now, her life or her talent have been cut short, she didn't proceed with that anymore. She didn't get to, you know, like use her talent anymore. You know? And now she's going to be labeled as a stupid person in society because she didn't amount to anything. You know, and it's the way they look at all these people that didn't proceed with varsity anymore. They didn't proceed with school anymore. Shasha dopa ometha monaena ometha hinyenga na nenga. So biso noho in my life, I just want to be a whole fashion designer. Nenga kamona nga no yumo geography. Eh? So she didn't proceed to grade 10 anymore. But all she wanted to do was just to be a fashion designer in her life. But how was geography going to contribute to her being a fashion designer? Now her life and her future and her talent have been cut short. You know, when people look at this type of people in society, they look at them as stupid people. I don't even judge people like this because I look at them and I'm like, oh, you know, we have lost talent. We have lost our youth. Hmm? Because now, like I said earlier on, that when you get so used to a situation and a place, you adapt. And now these people just became Ahnuye Tombo and all of that. And it wasn't supposed to be like that. You know, their future had been cut short, and it's the way they're always seen in society as stupid people. No, these people had dreams, dog. These people had talents, or still have talents, but they just didn't get an opportunity on how to use them. And political implications and stereotyping in elections, so this is what happens when it comes to that. Stereotypes can also just influence voter perceptions and decisions during elections, and candidates may also just use stereotypes to appeal and to certain voter bases, and which can also really lead to misinformation. For example, portraying a candidate from a minority group as inexperienced can also sway public opinion. Negative stereotypes can also just cause fear, and this can also just hinder a fair electoral process. Voters might, pardon me, also make choices based on stereotypes and rather than facts about a candidate's qualification or policies, and this can also just result in elected officials who do not run truly represent the diverse views of their constituents. And it's also very essential for voters to question this, and more informed electorate can also challenge the stereotypes and support candidates based on their merit. You know, especially when it comes to our elections that just recently happened, it was a whole thing of like, nah, but I don't think it's the way we always have different, because now we're supporting different people and different parties, you know, but all with the stereotypes that now comes that, nah, but do you really think that the Itula is going to win, you know? And results didn't come out yet, but it's just that stereotype that you guys have that, nah, but do you really think now, because now from Swapo is a lady, do you think people are really going to vote because now, you know, it's a lady? Do you think people really want a female president? You know, like, it's all these things. Eh? We should rather just keep quiet, shut up, and wait for the results to come out. Most overcoming stereotypes also just requires a focused effort on building resilience and just promoting equal opportunities. Both strategies are essential for creating a more inclusive environment where individuals can just thrive, you know, and cultivating resilience and grace. What do we mean when we talk about this? Resilience is also very important when facing stereotypes, and it helps individuals to bounce back from negativity and maintain a positive outlook. So those who are resilient often develop coping strategies that empower them. Practice grace in challenging situations can also just pave the way for understanding and empathy. By responding calmly, individuals can also just help dismantle harmful views. Showing grace might also include acts like listening actively to other experiences, acknowledging bias when it occurs, and encouraging encouraging dialogue to clarify misconceptions. And these are also actions that can foster a supportive atmosphere where stereotypes are openly challenged. You know, and to just, excuse me, quickly add to this, cultivating resilience and grace. I was listening to Casper Nyover's interview the other day with LT Dom, and it's the way he mentioned something very, very important, that we tend to pay more attention to negativity and pay more attention to what people are saying, pardon me, and that does not do anything else but just destroys us. You know, like now imagine, you know, because he was now, pardon me, giving examples of how people started in the industry, you know, and it's the way people are always, you know, like ready to judge, but especially when it comes to social media. Yo, social media is just too hectic, man. Very bad, very negative, you know, and he's like, imagine if Tyler was not to, you know, like start. You know how Grace is doing right now musically with her career and all of that. Imagine now if Uncle Waffles didn't start. It's how they were bashing her and telling her that, nah, she's not really a good DJ. She's just a performer. You know, like when you tend to listen to people and you allow that negativity to, you know, like just... it's not going to end well with you. You get what I'm saying? So yeah, man, it's the same thing, you know? Growing up home, being told that you're not going to amount to anything, you won't be anybody or anything in your life and all of that. Imagine if you listened to all that negativity. Imagine, yes, Marie, I'm talking to you, you know, where everyone were just against you in their house or in society, or how people used to, you know, like say these things to you and all that. You know, imagine if you listened to them. No, what could have happened? Huh? But look at you now. Right now, for me, when that happens, it really used to get to me back in the days. But right now, when it happens, I laugh. Because I'm like, but why are you so pressed? Why are you so bitter? You know? Why are you so concerned? Like, it doesn't even get to me like that anymore. So when you start listening to people's negativity and listening to people's opinions, hello, it's gonna mess up with your mental health and it's gonna mess up with your sanity as well. You start now trying to live for them and trying to prove a point. Do you, in the midst of all the negativity happening and all of that, you must rather just do you and do everything. And you know, remind yourself as to why you started. Always, always keep that in mind. Promoting equal opportunities for all as well. But when it comes to these, equal opportunities can significantly reduce the impact of stereotypes. And when everyone has access to the same chances, bias lose their power. Organizations can also just take specific actions to promote fairness, such as implementing fair hiring practices or providing mentorship programs that can really connect diverse individuals with leaders. Educating individuals about the value of diversity helps create a more aware society when everyone participates in creating equal opportunities. Stereotypes will also just begin to fade. How about that? You know, if we just start implementing fair hiring practices. You know, let's start practicing those things, man, you know. The whole thing of, like, in society, you know, when it comes to body shaming as well, you know, as a girl, you must have, you know, like, just let people be, you know. If you want to have your big bums, do that. It's okay. You know, if you want to be a petite hun, if you want to be a slim one, like, just do you, bro, you know. And that's why right now, because I mean, society is viewing people like that, like a girl is only a girl, or a girl is just lady enough when she have got big bums and all of that. And that's why now people are going overseas to do plastic surgeries to get some BBLs, eh? But for many more, I push her in a gym, make more. But if any, I see you gym every day, there's something that it does to your brain. My big brother used to go to gym every day. He gyms every day. Yeah, because now society is saying that. And mind you, these people, the ones that are doing it for themselves to make themselves feel good and all of that, to be fit and all of that, it's okay. But the ones that are now doing it because now society is saying a lady is only lady enough, or you're just woman enough when you've got big bums and all of that, now you have to go to an extent of getting a BBL, or now you are in gym, gym every day. By 4:10, there will no mea wuka ko mo brina. My brother had that thing going on because he used to go to gym every day. And because now you are sweating, there's something that it does to your brain, you know. But some people are now going to gym to sweat for big bumps just because society is, society hinike requirements. Apart from the fact that you're going to school, opo upite, opo kare wa qualify, wako you number, you have to have 25 points in 5 subjects and a C in English. That's literally how we're living, And for you to be able to get a man right now in society, you have to at least go to gym every day to make sure that you've got some big bumps. Because if you're a petite one, you're not going to guys, stop it. Let's do things for ourselves. But then it's exactly 1 minute past 11 o'clock, and this is the Thought and Digest show. I am your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening. I'm so sorry. Evening, wherever you're finding yourself, I'll be here with you up until 1 a.m., giving you all the information that you need tonight when it comes to society stereotypes, because these things really, really need to come to an end. You can go right ahead and call me in studio. Let's have a conversation about this. Tell me how you grew up, how you are dealing with the society stereotypes. The number in studio is 083-336-6091. But in the midst of all that, I got you covered when it comes to great music. Here is Finally. I will be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Oh yeah, you called it love, but I called it pain. You saw the sun, but I felt the rain. I trusted you, believing us. You showed your hand, I called your bluff. I think it's better if I chose it, 'cause you just use me, abuse me. I think it's better if I feel me, don't try to make you see me. Think it's best we go separate ways before we turn this love into hate. And no, no, this just can't wait. I would like it to have a song, oh. And could you let me lay? And could you let me lay? I would like it to have a song, oh. And could you let me lay? And could you let me lay?
Of technology. Explore the apps that are redefining the future. Out with the old and in with the new. From carrying physical hard copy hymnbooks to the world of digital hymnbook versions. See the bold new expressions of the Imba app. Feel like you're part of something bigger. Experience the digital hymnbook in the palm of your hands. Behold, the new and improved Imba that brings together various hymnbooks under one app. Here to unite a nation and spread the gospel. Some of the featured hymnbooks on Imba app are the Elsi Nehangano, Leo Sherero Omainduriro, the Catholic Simane Kakarunga, the Afrikaans Song for Tierra, and many more. Contact us today if you'd like for your church hymnbook to be added onto the list of Imba hymnbooks. 081-238-0683. You can also email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Download and discover Imba today. You can find it on the App Store as well as the Google Play Store.
Song on the internet, cause he is full. think I quite can't be ready. I'm letting to go. Ninja Bula, when you let off tool, seven figure won't give a kuluma. When Miss Sandra saw me, winter goes so yummy.
Oh my goodness.